This podcast was sponsored by Alt Left, a new show coming to all your streaming platforms this fall, sponsored by Both Sides Entertainment. It's about a ragtag group of extremists who fiercely denounce white supremacy, neo-Nazis, and white nationalists. And you get to follow this ragtag group of friends as they try to take down the Trump administration. Yes, check it out this fall. It's sort of like a rom-com and like a dark comedy, all mixed in one. So check it out. Fans will make a dance. Fans will make a dance. Holy chief popping pussy. I'm just popping bang. Fans will make a dance. Fans will make a dance. These chiefs clapping and they just say, sure her like the alone. Hello, woke brunch listeners. It's me, Liz. Oh, God. I'm such trash. And I'm so sorry. You know I'm trash. If you're listening, you know this. You know this to be true. And I'm so sorry. I'm essentially a ghost host. I ghost on my own podcast. I ghost on things of my own creation. Because that's who I am as a person. To address my absence... I mean, it's just hard. It's hard to keep up with creative endeavors and pay your bills on time, manage depression, do just all this other type of shit. It's not the easiest. I know other people can do all those things a lot better than I can. So, you know, I'm trying, but I'm just, oh God. Oh, yeah. I just feel slightly uncomfortable. Slightly uncomfortable talking to a microphone again. And also, I just feel like those raggedy-ass, ancient ex-boyfriends who, like, come through after you've, you know, given up on them and you know they ain't shit. And then, like, they just pop up when your life is going well and you're like, hey, remember me? Like, that's how I feel. I feel like I'm just popping back into people's lives. Like, hey, remember me? I haven't changed, nor will I ever, but I just want to see if you're free and available. Yeah, so there's that. Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, say hello, how are you? Hope that you're not trash and that my trashiness is not infectious. I'm possibly thinking about rebranding this podcast. I don't know. Like, I like Woke Brunch. But part of me is like, maybe I should change it because I think when people come in and tune into the podcast, one, you're expecting a host and consistency, which is something I cannot give you. Two, I'm assuming listeners are expecting something, you know, really, really woke. And I'm, you know, I'm on this journey to wokeness and always trying to better myself in terms of social justice and all that. Yeah, and, you know, trying to create a space where I can pique people's brains, about it and their opinions, on today's social climate. Again, if you're new, newsflash, don't really have a lot of friends or people to interview, so it's been a bit harder. So that's also why I'm thinking of rebranding. I'm not sure. Hopefully there's a new theme song. I've been trying to do that for a minute. My last episode, which was months ago, again, apologies. It did have a new song. It was the Zelda theme song mixed with bands that make her dance, and I fucking, you know, oh my God, did I sound like the whitest person just now? I'm not even white. Oh, it's infectious. Bands that make her dance. God damn, I hate you, Liz. I hate myself so much. But anyways, I love that song. I love that song, and it's my favorite thing on the internet, so you can check that out. And hopefully at the beginning of this episode, there's another theme song. I'm just, you know, excuse me, trying to find myself, find my podcast voice and song. Yeah. So there's that. And so moving on to brunch item of the week. I keep pausing because I'm reflecting on how terrible this is all going. I had Jack in the Box. So that should really give you a good insight to where my life is at. I still can't cook. I should really get on that Chrissy Teigen cookbook game because I need that in my life. I don't know how to survive. But yeah, so I had a Supreme croissant, which I live and die by. I love Jack in the Box's like breakfast and brunch items. I think they're fucking bomb. Yeah, so that's what I had. That's what I had. And I think you can also pick up that I don't have a guest on. Yeah. Whew. I want to do better by you. I really do. I really do. And oh, also, shout out to Justin, who is more than likely listening to this. Thank you so much for still listening to this podcast. And I forced myself to make sure I got another episode out just so that you know that I hear you and I'm appreciative of your support. Oh God, I'm so sorry. Also, I know half majority of this intro is me just, you know, self-deprecating and apologizing, but that's also me. So if you are new or old in terms of listenership, I thank you for tuning in. Yeah, so moving on, that was a brunch of the week. And yeah, I'm going to try to make this episode really short because it's just me babbling for no reason. The next segment, again, work in progress, white nonsense. White nonsense. As you know, the Trump administration is absolute garbage. Absolutely. Like, I know I'm trash. Like, I don't even know what's, like, how to even describe our government in terms of relation to trash. They're the worst. And I've been keeping Trump out of my mouth for quite some time in terms of this podcast because he's not my president and I don't give a shit about him. But the rapid mobilization of, you know, white supremacists, racists, and neo-Nazis, and white nationalists, you know, all of them, the brotherhood, you know, I have to talk about that. It's absolutely insane. If you've been living under a rock, I feel like even if you were living under a rock, you would have known what happened in Charlottesville. Like, there's nobody who doesn't know what's going on right now. Like, you can't. And if you don't, what are you doing? That doesn't make any sense. But how do I describe this? I feel like this was such a significant point in modern history to see the actual gathering and the hateful protest of all these neo-Nazis and white nationalists and all these people, you know, calling themselves alt-right people. I don't know. Just call them racist. I don't know why they keep trying to rebrand like we don't know who they are. We know who you are and you're racist. And we're not here for it. And obviously there were counter-protesters there, and shout out to all of them. Like, oh my God. I mean, I can count my blessings to know that I, because I live in Southern California, overall all the spaces I live in are overall liberal. And I feel, you know, somewhat safe. And God, I can't even imagine what it would be like to live in a red state. Sending all my prayers and, you know, positive energy towards those doing the good work out there and, you know, combating white supremacy to its fucking face. Yeah, so there were counter protests and, you know, those ain't shit dudes with the tiki torches. What's his name? I don't care for his name, but some a murderer drove his car into the counter protest, killing this woman who's protesting against them. Heather Heyer, I believe is her name. Heyer. And, you know, prayers to her family and all her loved ones. Yeah, so that happened. And I know, I give you the most watered down bullshit summary of what happened. What I really wanted to touch on was Trump's reactions and the fact that he blatantly supports neo-Nazis and white nationalists. If you have the stomach to watch his press conferences, I would make sure that you have life alert on hand because your blood pressure might go all the way up and you might pass out. So just tell a loved one that you're watching the Trump press conference so that you know someone can check on you to make sure that you're okay afterwards. Because this bitch, like, why the fuck is he still in office? Like, why? How? I mean, I get how, white supremacy, but oh God, I just, it's so frustrating. And he had the audacity to say, what did he say? Alt left? He said, what about the other sides? What about alt left? Alt left doesn't exist. That's not a thing. What are you saying? Like, what are you saying? He's, oh my God, he's absolutely the worst. And I can feel my blood pressure rising. I don't know. I just need more time. I just got done, watching all that garbage, and I'm in a space, trying my best to practice self-care. Yeah, I hate him. I hate his administration. I hate the people who are neutral. I know hate is a strong word, but I'm just not down for the people who are still, who still don't see him and his administration for what it is. And if you still don't, then you're on the side of the oppressor, and I don't fuck with you anyway, so fuck that. So, what else did I want to talk about? Oh, what I really want to jump on this mic and talk about, besides the fact that I just, like, fucking hate Trump and his racist ass, is to highlight my segment of Protest Watch. Because of the events that have recently happened, it's time to mobilize. It's there. I know we've been out here mobilizing, but if you haven't been doing much or have been looking for more protests to participate in, there's a bunch happening this weekend. So right now we're in the segment of Protest Watch, because I haven't been on a microphone in a while, so it's pardon me, but right now there's, from what I've gathered from my Google searches, there's going to be a lot of alt-right marches this weekend, called like marches on Google or some bullshit. They're all for like that one dumbass who, like, in support of that one dumbass who worked at Google, his ass got fired because he was sexist as fuck. It's in writing. He put it out there. And then Google was like, nah, not here, girl. Bye. And so he got fired. And now all these, I don't know, now all these white people and their feelings going out trying to march against Google. So, yeah. Again, another watered-down version. But, you know, that's essentially what happened. And, yeah, so there's alt-right people, again, racist, who are going to be doing marches this weekend. And also, I feel like they're just going to be very pro-Trumpy. So I bring this up because there's these alt-right marches happening this weekend, clearly there's going to be counter-protests that are happening. So I'm encouraging y'all to go to the counter-protests to stop this fuckery, because that's where I'll be at this weekend. I'll be rallying this weekend. Hope to see some of you there if I can. So this is where these racist-ass motherfuckers are going to be this weekend, the weekend of August 19th. They're going to be in 9 major cities. They're going to be in Atlanta, Austin, Boston, Los Angeles, Mountain View, California, New York City, Pittsburgh, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. So, all those places, it's going to be all these tiki torch motherfuckers, and we got to be out there to let them know that this shit is not okay. So, yeah. So, I'll be there counter-protesting in Los Angeles. It's going to be in downtown L.A., and I think there's also going to be protesters around noon at Google L.A., Because some of these racists. Because I don't like calling them all right. Because, I mean, you're racist. So some of these racists are going to be down at Google, you know, for all their fuck shit. And, you know, we'll be there too. And there's going to be another protest in the Los Angeles area. Not this coming weekend, but the next weekend, which is August 26th. That's a Saturday. And it's going to be a rally at Pershing Square at noon to 3 p.m. And the title of this march is Nevertheless, We Persist March and Rally Los Angeles by Project Femme. It's going to be on Olive Street, which is where Pershing Square is. Yes. And you know, if you're unsure about all these protests or you want to do some more research on a protest near you, use your friend Google. She'll help you out. Because that's how I found out about these. When I was on Facebook, I found out a lot about protests via Facebook groups. So I would advocate for you to surf Facebook to find some protests that you're down with. And if you're out there, try to remember, you know, some safety tips like the buddy system. Make sure your friends and family know where you're at. You know, drop a pin on your iPhone. Or if things get out of hand, make sure you and your buddies, if you go with a friend, like, make sure you have like a meeting spot. Like, okay, if we get separated, let's make sure to meet here at like 3 p.m. Just so you can get a hold of everyone. And yeah, and if protesting is not your thing or you're unable to make it, it can definitely be hard. And I am aware of the dangers that people put themselves through to actually go out and protest. So yeah, what else? Yeah, if you're unable to go, I mean, you can do other things like donating to nonprofits and charities that support a cause that you're interested in, and obviously ones that, you know, denounce white supremacy would be preferable. And yeah, I mean, you could hold spaces, safe spaces to hold dialogue about everything that's going on, because we're all out here shook. This shit is like, it's not surprising, but shit's really starting to really pop off. So I think holding a safe place to have dialogue would be very helpful. Yeah, and advocating online, I know some people don't like that, but we also don't like being killed or oppressed, so yeah, you might just have to deal with that. Yeah, I mean, we need to hit at white supremacy at all sides. We're trying to change the, you know, the collective consciousness, and we're dismantling, you know, this oppressive regime and system, so yeah, we gotta hit it at all sides, not only just protesting out in the street. Yes. So yeah, I essentially, to circle back, what I really wanted to do on this episode was, you know, to check in, see if y'all are doing okay. I hate the shit out of Trump, and that will probably never change. That will never change. And yeah, and there are lots of protests happening this weekend, and I hope to see some of you there. If you're going to be there, let me know. Maybe we can link up. Again, try to bring a buddy if you can. There's power in numbers. Yeah, and I wish you the best during this really fucking bananas time. That sounded funny altogether. Bananas time. I meant that like this is bananas. And yeah, I'm trying, sending as much positivity as I can to my listeners, and my listeners, I mean like three of you. Yeah, what else? I essentially feel like that's all I have, because I can't really think. I'm trying to think of self-care tips that I can share. I binge watch a lot, so maybe you can do that. In terms of self-care, reading, what else? Meditating, all that good shit. Yeah, you can find Woke Brunch on all the social media pages. Find Woke Brunch on Tumblr. We have a SoundCloud. We're on iTunes. We're on all the things. Instagram, Twitter. You can rate and review the show. Yeah, just all the things. I really need to get my groove back. Yeah, and this overall wasn't as intense as I anticipated it to go. I was really like heated and ready to be like, you know, let's dismantle white supremacy, which I like totally am. But now that the microphone's in my hand, I'm just like, I'm fucking exhausted. I'm exhausted, like, talking about white supremacy, because I do it a lot outside of this podcast and with a lot more passion. Yeah, it gets tiring. It gets tiring to, not necessarily convince people that white supremacy is a thing, because most of the time I don't really talk to people who don't think it's a thing. But yeah, I'm just, I'm just tired, and trying to save my strength for this weekend, because your girl will be marching. Yeah, what else? Yeah, this is it. Oh, God. Yeah, not a really good bonus episode, but that's all I really got. Yeah. Oh, Breakfast Without Tiffany. That's a part of the show where we shout out breakfast and brunch spots. I guess I'll say Jack in the Box, since I had that earlier. And if you're on a budget like myself, they have pretty good brunch items. The Supreme Croissant, because that's the one I had and that's the one I like. Yeah. Ugh, God, I don't even like where this episode has really gone and went. But yeah. I guess I'll talk to you later. Once I've sort of... Well, I can't really say until I got my life together. That will be never. I guess I'll talk to you when I have, like, someone to talk with so you can listen to that. That's a lot more fun and a lot more engaging, I'm sure. But yeah, I'll talk to you later. Ugh. God. I just want to do right by you. Okay. Talk to you later, I guess. Okay. Okay, bye. Hey.